what is Northern Impressions 2.0?
So in back in pre-COVID days, we were instituting another juried exhibition for artists living and working in northeastern Ontario, and it was called Northern Impressions 2.0 because we used to do an exhibit called Northern Impressions about 20 years ago. So the intent was to have artists submit works, and we would have them juried, and we would create an exhibition around this and some programming. Unfortunately, with COVID, there was a difficulty in getting some of the works because artists were not necessarily working during the pandemic. Some were. The logistics of it were difficult. And then also people just thought, well, we'll do some. So we did end up with 21 submissions for this exhibition.
Is this the old NOAA
Nope, the NOAA, that's a new one. Yeah, okay. The NOAA still happens, but we used to do one like years ago.
Yeah.
And so we thought, well, let's do another one. So we did have the work. We had intended on exhibiting the work in the month of January at the museum, so because we were still opened. But with the new lockdown and state of emergency, of course, our galleries are closed. So we thought we still have the work and we still have an opportunity. We'd like the community to be able to see some of this work because it's very good. And there are some interesting artists that people have known for years that are participating in this exhibition. So we thought, let's try something virtual. So Monica at the museum created a virtual exhibition featuring some of the artist statements, who these artists are, their work in Northern Ontario, and then their submissions. So we've posted it to our Facebook site, and people can just have a browse through and at least virtually see the exhibition that they won't be able to see in person.
Not quite the same, but second best.
Well, that's pretty well it. I still am a very big proponent of experiencing art within a gallery space or face-to-face or actually seeing it. But when you can't do that, at least we have something to fall back on.
Are these all Timmins artists?
No, there are artists from Sudbury as well. There's some artists from the North Bay area, Sault Ste. Marie area. So we've got a nice little mix of people from around the region. There are, of course, people from Timmins and South Porcupine. So it's just a nice sort of roundup of some of the artists and some of the work that they've been creating in the past year.
Here's the which one of your children do you love best question.
Yeah,
is there anything, any one piece that you want to draw people's attention to?
I think that people need to come and need to look at the virtual show and explore themselves. I think some of the work being done by Shafiq Alhamdani locally is really quite interesting because he's always got beautiful, bright colors. And if you're needing beautiful, bright colors, please go there. Catherine Cribbs as well has got a wonderful piece called The Painted House, which I think is a lot of fun. Elizabeth Holmes, who people may know from the community, has got two beautiful works, and she's continuing to produce while she lives in Sudbury. So those are some of my favorite artists, but I won't want to say favorite. I think those are ones that stand out for me, and I think people should definitely have a look and find their own favorites.
And each of them will be a favorite of someone.
Exactly.
That's what art's all about, right?
Yeah, you got it. Yeah. It is what you like. So there will be something. There is something for everyone in this exhibition.
Where can we view it?
So you can view it on the Timmins Museum Facebook page, and it's very simple. You don't have to be a member of Facebook to access it. So that's currently where it is sitting. So we encourage people to have a look.
How long will it be up there?
It will be up definitely for at least the next 3 months, so easy to find.
All right. Do you have anything you want to add?
Nope, excepting that we really hope to be able to welcome people back to the galleries in February or March. We are going to be hosting an exhibition from the Canadian Museum of Science and Tech that is going to be all about spying and cyber spying, so it should be a fun show.